the wife, right?
I went up there, and I painted for maybe a good 4 hours to get both coats done. When she came home, she was blown away that, this work was done, and she said, "My God, it's so well done. How long?" And I said, "I don't know, 10, 11 hours? I've been up here all day working on this thing." And, and see, she buys it because she thinks I'm a dope.
Sure.
And in many ways, she's right.
I understand.
If you apply yourself, and this is what I'm trying to, and I couldn't get these words across to my son today. Mom would think so much better of him. She thinks that cleaning that car is a major undertaking, and if he just would just get in there and do it.
Why won't he do it?
Because she wants him to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a lot of it.
Probably.
You know?
And it's just not a priority.
And also, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not either. Whatever it is that my wife and my son are going through, which is no big deal, but like they're not talking to each other right now. I want to say, if it was me, I would be out of my mind. Just because me and the way that I am emotionally and the way that I am about all things, I would be out of my freaking mind.
You like some closure.
But they're
mean,
both...
If it was you, what? If it was you on either end?
No, if it was me having a thing with either Bart or with Frida that was to this level where there was yelling and then there was just, well, I just won't talk for the next 3 weeks. Well, I just won't talk.
So it's a delicate
balance where you're trying to... you're in the middle whether you want to be or not.
And I think...
And you're trying to... obviously, both of them are getting along with you.
Yes, Mike.
And both of them are getting along with you. And if you
famously.
Were... If you were to be more...
how can I choose sides?
Proactive, one of them is going to be angry at you, right?
But the thing is, I see, Mike, this is the tough thing. When you've got it together like me,
yes.
and understand,
yes,
I know I'm effed up.
I like
but
the
in
sound
this,
of that.
But in this situation, for
right.
whatever reason,
right.
I feel like I've got it together.
Right.
When you've got it together, you simply put the laboratory rats together with what you think is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think is going to work is I think they're going to find the cheese and that he's going to clean the car on his own today, at least enough to make a nice spot for Mom. And he's going to drive her in today. That's what my gut tells me. It's 3:30 now.
When are you going to
I'll call him
check
in.
You're really more optimistic than I expected you to be about that.
So, because they're both wonderful people.
Of course they are.
It's my wife and my kid. What am I going to say? They're both jerk faces? No, they're both wonderful people.
But if they would go their separate ways and just get along, that would be good, too.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Sophie.
And I think a lot of parents go through this with their kids. You know, where you get the kid is just rebellious and just has the, you know, and you know, like Fred and I have discussed, at least Bart's not rebellious to where he's out, like, setting houses on fire and
right.
stuff like that.
That's good.
He's just...
I've lowered expectations.
He's just what he is. Darling...
I've got a cab coming to pick me up tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, there's the answer to that.
Yeah.
Was there at least any discussion about it?
There's nothing to discuss, my darling, so no.
I thought for sure you're sure.
You must be disappointed.
I thought for sure that you two would come to some... Is he even there?
Yeah.
Would you ask... Does he know I talked about it on the radio?
He just turned it on 2 seconds ago because I was paying bills, and so I turned it down while I was thinking, and he turned it up, and we just both heard that, and then the phone rang.
Oh.
You talked to him?
Yeah. Yeah. Put some P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E on him. Let's see.
No, he's... I'm sure he's more than willing to do whatever I ask.
To give you a ride to the station.
I'm sure
tonight.
I don't want one.
Why not?
Why?
Because
yeah.
it's ridiculous that, you know, I hesitate to say anything with him in the room because I certainly don't want to get going on anything anymore. But it's just ridiculous that a mother has to ask for something like that. And be yelled at. It's ridiculous. So I just assume not.
I wish you were together like me.
I
wish
am
you had...
together. I'm perfectly happy. And perfectly
I'm kidding.
Fine.
I'm kidding, honey. Listen, this is a nut situation. I think, like I told, but when I was talking to you and trying to be comforting when you thought I was yelling at you.
No, you know, you were raising your voice, telling me to be happy, which is not the way, really, as a cheerleader, you kind of suck.
But then here's what you need to hear. Let it go if his... Am I doing it right now?
Let it go,
if his car, if his car is a mess, let it go. It's his car.
I let it go. I wasn't...
Then why did you go out there and open up and start going through the car?
I wasn't going through. I just had never noticed in his car that...
Honey, he's 19. Here's the thing.
Let me answer. I told you then, I'll tell you now, I knew it was messy. I just didn't realize that the seats were falling off.
Okay, but now that you know that, it's still...
And I wasn't out there crying about it or stomping my foot. I just went, I wanted to look and see where the, what the heck was going on, because it was weird that the seat, the back of the seat was in the trunk, like, area.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, I got you. I just want to make sure everything's okay there.
Everything's fine.
Have you guys spoken since I left?
No.
You've not spoken?
No.
Okay.
That's my choice.
That's your choice.
That's my choice.
How are you?
Oh, has he got a friend calling him?
Yeah, he just got a phone call on the other line.
It's probably, hey, dude, you hear what your dad's saying on the radio?
Wow.
No, everything is good, my darling.
All right, baby.
I'm happy in my own little world. I like BA, love my dogs, and that's all that matters.
Oh, now that's, honey, that is C-O-L-D. Come on.
Those children never disappoint.
I think it's
Emily.
How are you?
Wow. All right, I have no further comment on this,
all
Your
right.
Honor. I have no comment on this.
All right, Chagrin, I love you.
I love you. Listen, I want to say this. I love you and I love him, too. And I don't know if you heard the stuff that I said.
Yeah, I
said all
the five going for me right now in this house. Three dogs and you. I'm not worried about it.
Now what? You don't think he loves you?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm talking about my feelings, not his feelings.
So you're saying you don't love him?
No, I'm not saying. I would never say
Christ!
I'd never say that.
Sounds to me like you just did.
No.
Wow.
Shut up.
No,
she's hurt.
Never, ever.
She's hurt. I know she is. I don't know what to do about this. I'm standing out there in the backyard today like a referee with my family, you know, with her. And I said to her at one point, isn't this really kind of high school? Because she said to me, why don't you go tell him something about something and something? And I said, this is high school. Why don't I go tell him?
To go tell him a thing. But if you were having one of your conversations with him, as you often do, you throw yourself in the middle of these things. All I said was, about having a ride to the radio station, which is an hour out of his time, I've already asked for 4 days off of work and volunteered to take it, help him just carry a boatload of stuff down to Clemson. I just thought it might be appropriate for you to mention that to him.
I did mention that.
All right, then fine. Then either way, it's fine.
So has he expressed to you that it's inconvenient for him to drop you off at the radio station?
Yeah. It was an inconvenience.
What was the inconvenience? Because I never got that. What was that?
Plans with Gal Pound.
Oh.
Ooh, man. That's cool.
Yeah, and you know... Jesus.
Right.
And I told Frieda I laid the best thing on him that I could. I mean, it was serious. I said... I asked you to do me a favor. I don't ask you to do me a lot. I asked you to do me a favor. Take Mom to work today so Mom can meet me. We can go to this fancy party tonight.
No. I don't ask for anything. So that's why
plans would he have with a gal pal like at 5:30, 6 o'clock?
It wasn't even necessarily that it would mess up his plans. It was just that it could mess up his plans. He hadn't conferred with a gal pal.
He's a young know-it-all. You got to understand that.
No, it was just the possibility of potentially messing up.
So are you gonna take the pressure washer to him at all?
Yeah. See, the thing is, I have taken the pressure washer to him. I've had the discussion with him. Beyond saying to him, I love you, but in a lot of ways, you're a big F-up, and, you know, this is your last chance to get your life together. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
I know it does no good to lecture. I know it does no good to lecture.
So he wouldn't respond to that, is what you're saying?
No, I don't think so, no. So what the hell? I mean, I lay the law down with him. Trust me. I'm not walking around going, you know, hey, we're best buddies. We're pals. We can bond together because
mm-hmm.
we... No, I just tell him the way that it is. You don't do this, you screw up, you know, goodbye. See ya. Hope you like living in a box at the end of the street. I mean, he understands the reality of that, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
No, and he conveyed to you that really all I do is yell at him anyway. So that, you know, he did try and be friendly with me, and I said, you know, he said, you're not talking to me. I said, I'll yell at you when I need you. And I mean, so that will be the reality. Because that's his impression anyway, so it might as well be the reality.
Man.
Well, she's hurt.
Oh!
I know that. Wow. Okay.
All right, my sugar bear.
Listen, he's 19, and that's his new favorite thing he loves saying, too. I'm 19.
So look for me in the big yellow taxi.
All right, I'll see you then.
Okay.
Anything he wants to ask him if there's anything he wants to say in his defense.
Bart, you don't need to talk to Dad, do you? No, he doesn't need you to say hi. Just asking you if you wanted to. Now,
okay. All right, honey.
All right.
So everything cool there?
Everything's perfectly fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right, love you.
Okay, love you too.
All right. Oh, bye. Tell Bart I said hi.
Well, you have to do that on your own.
Would you pass along the message?
That kind of high school for me to relay.
Oh, okay.
I wish you could talk to him. Right. I now I feel no closure on this. You know what I mean?
You may not. I mean, I'm not going to.
I mean, it's, I truly feel the frustration.
I'm not going to force my kid to go on the air.
Right.
I mean,
well,
you know.
It's not a forcing matter. He's happy to.
He's happy to go on the air?
Yeah, sure. He said he will if you want him to. He's got no problem.
Wait a minute. Dude.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Here's what I know that you guys don't know. I know that if we really draw this out, this won't be good for my real life. This,
no, Mike, okay. You just have to wait a couple of years to get closure.
This won't be good. Yeah, because I think in a couple of years he's going to grow through, or maybe sooner.
Yeah, it might happen.
Whatever it is that he's going through now, and I wouldn't want him to repeat some of the things that he said to me today that I had to say to him. My response to him was, you know, hey, shut up, don't talk like that about your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Nice you didn't even share those with me.
It was just stuff like, she yells at me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. You did tell me that part.
I did.
Okay, that's fine.
I did. I tell you exactly what he's... and I tell you what I tell him, too.
Okay.
I just don't scream. I mean, I scream on the radio. I try not to scream.
Yeah, and it's just ironic because my voice wasn't raised all day. It hasn't been raised all day.
See, but, Darcy, this is the part where I side with the boy, and I try not to, because you're good at... You are like a world-class ninja fighting a guy off the street. You can fight and be mean and get your points across without screaming. You can do more with a silent barb than I could screaming from the top of this building.
Only when my opponent knows they're in the wrong. As he did, you know.
Your opponent.
My opponent. You compared me to a ninja, so I'm telling you, only when my opponent knows they're in the wrong. And then I don't have to. All I have to do is look at you. If you know you're in the wrong.
Welcome. Wow. Hey, listen, isn't there some network executive out there?